It's all about you. The essence of the app's appeal is power, says Peter Seeley, an advisor to various Silicon Valley tech companies. The app world is all about you, Seeley says. From the way we use our apps to the way they seem to spread by word of mouth, this represents a new level of cultural and social empowerment for the individual. Many apps appear to provide the same sort of freedom people felt when phones first became cordless, then wireless. It's my life, says Eli Bensky, a part-time financial planner. I don't go to my TV for weather anymore, and with my Kindle app, I've read more books in the past 6 months than I have in the past 5 years. It's to the point where I'm not sure what I'd do without my apps, he says. I don't see how they could get any better. Dom Segola does. As the web developer who helped create Twitter sees it, the true killer app is yet to come, and it will be so compelling that it will make you want to go out and buy the hardware. In other words, a $1 app driving a $400 purchase. So what will that wildly irresistible app look like? It will be an app that draws us all in around one single mobile device, says Segala. It will be high quality and art-like, with the ability to be a point of conversation and learning. For Place, the ultimate app already exists, whichever one most recently brightened her day. Like the time she went shopping with her mother, who's 87. She was bored, Place says, so I pulled up a newspapers app, handed it to Mom, and she was happy. And so was I.